This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado Springs woman has been sentenced for her role in the January 6th riot. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Jennifer Horvath pled guilty to her charges and will serve 36 months probation. That'll include 90 days of house arrest. Video shows she was part of a group that pushed guards out of the way so rioters could breach the U.S. Capitol. She also defaced a statue of Winston Churchill while inside. Horvath is one of at least a dozen Coloradans who've been charged since the breach, with some getting prison time. Horvath will also pay a $500 fine. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
We expect another updated vote count later this week in the still undecided race for a Colorado congressional seat. In District 3, incumbent Lauren Boebert leads Democrat Adam Frisch by a little more than 1,000 votes. Today is the deadline for overseas and military ballots to come in and for voters with ballot problems to fix them and be counted. Frisch tells CPR the close race exposes Boebert's vulnerability.
Those that know her don't care for her. A lot more people know her now than before, and not for good reason. So I knew that she was building up more negatives than when she started.
Boebert has blamed a lack of enthusiasm for other Republican candidates for depressing her party's turnout in the district. The Denver Public School Board will vote tomorrow on whether to close 5 schools. Students would be reassigned to others nearby. At the school district's only public hearing on the closures, third grader Cruz Lovato asked board members to keep the schools open.
If I could not go to school here at Columbian Elementary anymore, I would feel really sad because I love the teachers and all my friends.
The list of 5 schools is a trimmed-down version of an original recommendation to close 10 schools. A new report shows business and education groups in Colorado need to work together so that higher education leads to higher-paying jobs. Nearly 74,000 young people aren't in school and are not working, and only half of high school graduates go on to college. The advocacy group Colorado Succeeds recommends that businesses start talking to students about careers at an early age. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.